Union Commander Ulysses S. Grant was unrelenting in his goal of bringing down Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia. It was demonstrated in the month-long sequence of clashes between May and June of 1864. The Federal Army of the Potomac entered Confederate territory on May 4th near a rugged area known locally as the Wilderness. They were immediately struck by Southern General Ambrose Hill's troops. Union forces under Winfield Scott Hancock retaliated and drove Hill back towards the Confederate headquarters, where the two sides slugged it out. In the foray, Southern General James Longstreet was accidentally shot and severely injured by his own troops. Ironically, it was near the same place where General Stonewall Jackson had suffered a similar fate a year before. At the end of 2 days fighting in the Wilderness, Grant moved south towards Spotsylvania, probing for a weakness on the right side of Lee's line. There, both sides suffered heavy losses, but neither could pull away with a victory. On May 21st, Grant met with his commanders. They decided to continue pursuing a weakness in Lee's right flank. On June 2nd, the two sides met again at Cold Harbor. Lee's men dug in. Grant planned a frontal assault. Some Union soldiers, anticipating their fate, pinned their names to their coats and recorded final entries in their diaries. At dawn on June 3rd, 60,000 Federal troops charged. In an 8-minute slaughter, nearly 8,000 of them fell. Troubled by the huge losses, Grant retreated back across the James River. Clearly unable to penetrate Lee's army head-on, he turned his attention south again, this time to Petersburg.